David Calandro, and I am the I'm with the Missouri Collegiate Conservation Alliance, and I'm the founder and president.
Okay. And today we're here in Jefferson City, third floor rotunda, on Conservation Day. We're here with 24 other organizations, and just sort of going to ask, what does your organization bring to the table today?
So, really, there's been no outreach and education to college students about this type of stuff. I mean, the only other thing is with the Conservation Federation of Missouri. They have a Conservation Leadership Corps, which has a good number of students in it. But there wasn't really anything that was into heavy recruiting and education of college students and getting them informed about these different legislative processes and topics and issues and getting them to participate in it and to be registered to vote and all that. So this organization I created in order to encourage people to, college students in particular, a very targeted focus on college students, to get them to register to vote, get them to learn about these conservation legislative issues, and to do something about it, because if we don't, I mean, we are the future career members of society in the state of Missouri. And so if we're not voting and we're not participating in that legislative process, then who is going to fill that gap? You know, so that's why it was created.
Right. And then do you have any, you said, how many colleges are involved with this?
There is 16, well, we've actually been in contact with 17 universities. There's 16 that are represented here today. We have, I'm not sure on the exact number of members right now, but there's several hundred people who are members. And it's been within a month and a half, so it's pretty quick moving.
Very quickly growing organization.
Yeah, yeah. And I hope to get a lot more colleges and make it an even greater statewide effort to get university college students involved in this process.
Are there any plans to sort of expand and like do events? I know we're here, you said Columbia was one, and then also Jefferson City, we're here today. Are there any other events across the state that you're trying to do?
There's not any events right now that we have planned, but as we make this into a more hopefully permanent organization, like I said, it was just created a month and a half ago. I hope that through that, it will, this growing process and everything, we'll have more events and get, you know, more media, press releases, stuff like that, and not just any media, but specifically university newspapers, radio, television stations, stuff like that.
Right. So, very quickly growing organization. Is there any, how would a college student join this organization?
So, as of right now, there's no fee or anything like that. You just go to our website, and relatively quickly, we'll have the ability for you to join, and basically just join. So, it might be a very small fee, $5 or $10. It depends. Like I said, we're in the process of making it a more permanent organization, so I don't actually know the details on that yet. But in order to join, it would be just going to our website, which is moalliance.wix.com/MCCA, which is moalliance.wix.com/MCCA.
All right, thank you so much. And then as this grows in the future, are there plans to work with the legislature here, or?
I mean, really, we work with the Conservation Federation, with Brandon Butler and the others. And yeah, working with legislators here to show them a presence that the university and college students in the state of Missouri know about these legislation that's coming up, care about it, and they want to preserve the structure and funding system that the Conservation Department and the state of Missouri has, because it is set up incredibly well right now.
It's an impact, definitely.
Yeah, and so we want to have an impact as college students.
Right. I see. And then as far as this goes, do you plan on, is it just going to be college students, or can an adult, or I say adult, but you know what I mean, can other people join as well to sort of help volunteer with this?
I don't really know yet on that. I know high school students, graduate students, undergrad. I mean, yeah, it's collegiate, but college or high school students can definitely join in the fight. fight as well.
It's a good way to get the active youth sort of involved and make sure they're aware of everything that's happening here today.
Right.
So. Is there anything else you'd like to let our listeners know?
I just like to encourage people to, even if they're not a college student themselves, but if they know a college student and themselves, to be educated on these conservation topics and bills, and to make sure that they do their part to protect conservation in Missouri, and especially in encouraging high school and college students to be involved in this.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.